This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the family cause of peace. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the family being the cause of peace in the Islamic teachings and Islamic lifestyle. Well, according to the Islamic lifestyle, it is for sure that the family is the cause of peace, especially when we talk about the husband and wife and we talk about the spouses, that in the family, they both are the cause of peace for each other. It is in a way that, for example, the wife should think about her husband, and she should have this kind of belief about her husband that she pay attention to her husband only, and vice versa. The husband should also have the same attitude towards her wife, and in a way that they should look at each other in a way that they are most respectful, they are the most merciful for each other, they are the most loving people in the world for each other, like they do not love anyone else except them, or the most loved people are the spouses for each other, and therefore they have the modesty, the beauty, and everything is related to the spouse only and not anyone else. And this kind of thinking and this kind of perspective when someone has in the family is bringing a peace, which is a great blessing, which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of family being the cause of peace. And we said that at the first stage, both of them, like the husband and wife, should think about each other as the most kind, as the most loved person, as the most beautiful, and we can say like the best friend, helper, the one with whom I can share all my secrets, and so on. Therefore, there are many things. What happens is basically when such a thinking comes in the family, when a family has such thinkings, it will result, when a family has such a thinking, it will result in managing the family in the best way. And therefore, they manage the family with each other's, we can say like advices. They together as a partner deals or manages the family. And I would say like rather than saying partner, they two becoming one, they both becoming one are basically managing the family. So being one entity, apparently it looks like it's a husband and wife, but they're two. But from inside, they are spiritually one, and therefore they can manage the family in the best way. And that's the point, that when they are one, when they're together and they're dealing or managing the family as one person, then obviously if the kids are coming, if they want to train kids, if they want to raise kids, then their decisions are one. They will not have any kind of disputes. And the family, the kids will also see that their parents, when they say something, they both are saying the same thing. And when they deal or they're trying to manage the family, they both are managing in the same way. And there is no dispute amongst them. And that is the main point of being one. When we say that the husband and wife should think and they should accept it that, yes, even if they are two different entities, but actually they are one, and they should live with the love for each other, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A2Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.